a member or hope to be a member of the World Junior Team for Canada, Dylan Holloway. Dylan, what's it like to be now, jumping from college to now a tryout with the young World Junior Championship team?
It's been good. I don't know, anytime you can go to a camp or play for the national team, it's a pretty cool experience, so I'm just kind of taking it all in. But yeah, it's been pretty exciting so far.
How do you feel your preparation was since you'd been at college and you'd had some games and you'd had a really good start to the year? Do you feel that that kind of maybe gave you, I don't know if an advantage, but you're prepared more, maybe differently than other guys who were maybe playing junior or weren't playing junior, I should say?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I think we were practicing hard and working out a lot in Wisconsin there for a couple of months before the season, so I was able to practice a lot and get that couple of games in before coming to camp, so I think that did help me out quite a bit.
Now, talk us through what's going on right now, because you and a couple other guys, I believe, are practicing outside of the regular group. How is that working out for you and those guys?
Yeah, so it's just all the NCAA guys. Just because we crossed the border, we took the pilot program. It's a new program in Alberta, so we're out of quarantine in 2 days after a negative test, but we're not allowed to be in groups of more than 10. So for practices and stuff, we got to practice our own little group, and we're not allowed to like practice with the team quite yet. But it'll just be a short, I think I got one more week left, and the other guys got a couple more days, so it'll just be a little bit of a short more time here, and then we'll be able to practice with the team.
Yeah, that's a pretty neat setup. Like, what a crazy year to be part of the World Junior tryout process. So what do those practices look like for you? I mean, it's a smaller group, obviously. Are you guys, is there some competing, some things trying to work as far as building up to what the systems might look like when you guys, rejoin the group, you're ready to go?
Yeah, it's for sure. It's a lot of skills work, but they're also trying to incorporate some of the systems and stuff. So we have done some compete drills, some one-on-one battles, and that kind of thing. So it's a good skate. We definitely get our heart rate up quite a bit.
Dylan, when you look at your first year in college last year, and then you got off to a phenomenal start. I know it was only a few games, but how much did you learn last year, and how much better are you because of it?
Yeah, I definitely learned quite a bit. Last year was a good year, I thought. It was definitely a big jump coming from the AJA to NCAA hockey, but definitely learned a lot. Thought I played good, but was able to incorporate what I learned from last year into the couple games I played so far this year. So I feel this year I'm just grown more as a person and as a player, and I'm going to try and use what I learned last year into the season.
When you look at your development, and I know your coach Tony Granato, who we had on the show, and he's a huge fan of yours, of course. He didn't love this scenario where you're coming and you could miss up to 10 games. Why was it so important for you to come to this camp, knowing you're going to miss a lot of games in a development year? Like, what is it, just the honor to get on, to pull on the red and white jersey, or what else was it at play for you?
Yeah, for sure. Like, definitely not ideal to miss 10 games at all, at any point in any season. But the World Junior and World Junior Tournament is something I've been watching since I was a little kid. It's been a dream of mine to play in this tournament. So it wasn't an opportunity I could pass up on. And, yeah, like you said, like, any chance you get the honor to potentially put that red and white jersey over your shoulders, it's something you're not going to pass up on.
Dylan Holloway joins us, trying out for the World Junior Team for Canada. Dylan, you talk about that you're more prepared for this second year. Is it just mentally, or was it also physically, that you feel that you're able to take another step in year two that you couldn't in year one?
Yeah, I'd say mentally and physically. I think mentally, obviously, at that 1 year under your belt, you're a little more experienced. But physically, too, I've been working out hard since last year. So definitely I've gained a couple pounds and feel a lot stronger on the ice.
Dylan, I want to go back to the draft for you. It's not that long ago. What was your feeling? Like, how many interviews had you had with the Oilers prior? Did you have a sense that the Oilers were that interested in you?
I don't know. It was a little different this year just because it was more Zoom calls than it was like meetings in person. So I had a decent amount of Zoom calls with the Oilers. But honestly, when draft day rolled around, I didn't know what to expect. I know things can change like on draft day quite a bit. So I was just staying optimistic. And then when Edmonton was up, I felt maybe there was a potential chance I could get drafted by them. And then when I did, I was just super excited. I almost blacked out. I was so pumped up. So, yeah, it was awesome.
Do you have a plan of, like, do you want to spend this year in college and then another year in college? Or are you kind of going year by year? What's your plan and process on where you're going to be and maybe when you'll turn pro?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to take it year by year. Obviously, I know it's a massive jump to jump from NCAA hockey to the NHL right away. So I feel like I want to leave when I'm ready. But my goal is to get there as soon as I can.
And obviously, that's an exciting time for you. You want to make that jump. Are there certain areas of your game or physically you want to, you think you might have to adjust, and especially having Granato as a coach? I mean, God, that guy has been a player, a coach. He's done everything between, you know, the different leagues. So is he kind of prepping you for certain things you want to add?
Wait, sorry. Can you repeat the question?
Like, what kind of things do you think you need to continue to develop to move forward to a pro career at some point?
Yeah, well, definitely a lot of things. Like I said earlier, it's a massive jump going from NCAA to the NHL. But I think, like, physically, I still got to get bigger. I got to get more balance, and I'll just be stronger with my lower and upper body. But also on the ice, too, I think decision making is a big thing. You don't have a lot of time with the puck when you're in those upper levels. So I think knowing what you're going to do before you get the puck is a huge thing. And then, yeah, I'm just going to try and fine-tune my skills too, like fine-tune stick handling, shooting, skating, because everybody in the NHL is elite at every one of those skills. So I just got to get better at that as well.
Dylan, Hockey Canada has a reputation of doing a lot of team building. And this year, obviously with COVID, it's very different. Do you know what the plans are as far as some unique team building processes that you might be doing that will probably be different than other years?
I'm honestly not too sure yet. I know in the past Hockey Canada events I've been with, you're right, there is quite a bit of team building. It's a lot of fun. But this year, because of COVID, I don't think they can have too many people in the same room. So I'm not really too sure what they're going to do for the team building exercises.
And for you right now, because you're not allowed to interact with the other guys other than, you know, yourself and Alex Newhook, the guys that are in your little cohort. So do you have Zoom calls with, like, Kirby Doc and Cousins and the other guys, or are you just basically talking to your guys right now?
Mostly just talking to our guys, but, like, we can talk to the other guys. We just can't be in groups of more than 10. So, like, if we see them in the hallway and stuff, we'll stop and chat a little bit. But for the most part, yeah, we're kind of in our own little group there.
Okay, because you've tested negative, so I guess that makes a lot of sense. One last one for you. When you look at your development, you know, you chose to go the AJHL. You were, you know, your late birthday, you've always been a fairly big kid. Why was the NCAA route from a younger age the right path for you?
Yeah, well, nothing against, like, the WHL or anything. That was a great league and everything, but I felt for me personally NCAA would be way better. I just felt it would give me a little bit more time to develop. I know I had that late birthday too, so I thought it would be really cool playing my draft year in, like, playing NCAA hockey in Wisconsin. So, but I think playing in NCAA just allows me to practice more, work out more too, because I think it's important to be super big and strong there. So, yeah, so I think NCAA hockey has worked out better for me.
When you look back or look ahead to what the next few weeks could look like, you maybe take us through. You're going to come out of quarantine with or be able to practice with the rest of the group, and then there's some exhibition games. Have they coaches talked a little bit about all how that might work and how they might put piece groups or lines together as they move towards those games?
No, I haven't heard anything about that yet. I think they're just focused for the two inter-squad or three inter-squad games that are coming up here. So, but after that, I'm sure they'll give us the rundown on how those games are going to play out.
And Dylan, versatility is obviously something that's on your resume. If I had to give you the option, are you a center or a left winger? Which one do you prefer?
I prefer center. Yeah, I'd probably say center.
Okay, perfect. But yeah. You look at the Oilers lineup and you're like, they got two Hart Trophy winners at center. It's like the one play where you could say, I'd be okay playing left wing if I get to play with one of those guys.
Oh, no, exactly. Yeah, I definitely be more than okay playing lane with those guys.
Well, continued success. Hopefully you're not going too stir crazy being, you know, away from the majority of your teammates, and best of luck when you get back on the ice in a few days.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.